rock fence.
Okay. We don't have too many of them around here.
No, I'm afraid not.
Now, this is one of those questions that came from New England.
Oh.
I'll tell you about.
Oh, no, I'm afraid you won't find too many rock fence around here. It's either chain link fence nowadays and barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
And
what's a chain link fence? Would you describe it?
That's a fence made out of steel with close together.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of, I guess you made like a triangle, cross, inner cross.
Uh-huh.
Made where nothing can go through,
yeah.
Through it.
How big are the holes
about? Oh, I said about 3 inches square.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you'd run about three feet up to 5-6 feet.
Yeah. Where are you usually find fences like that?
Around school yards and some private homes, a lot of private homes.
Yeah.
Ball field.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what? Oh. What word would you use to talk about your best dishes? Or your mother's best dishes?
Oh, yeah. Sunday dishes?
Yeah. What are they made out of?
China.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that?
What was that again?
An egg made out of that stuff?
Uh-uh.
Well, if you had seen one, what would you call it? You'd call it a China?
Oh, wait a minute. this is something way out of my line.
Okay. Well, they used to use it to put in the hen's nest to make the hen think she was sitting on a real egg.
Oh, you know? An artificial egg.
Yeah, it was made out of China, so you'd probably call it a...
You used to use old doughnuts.
Oh, yeah.
And glass doughnuts.
Yeah.
They used to use that to make a hen think that's an egg there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's about anything to fool a hen.
Yeah.
Well, if you did have one of these eggs that's made out of China, you'd probably call it a China...
Glass egg?
Okay, or if you're going to use the word China, you call it a...
Not a China egg.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
What?
Bucket.
Okay. What would it be made out of?
Tin.
Okay. Anything else?
Aluminum.
Okay.
Zinc.
Okay. If it's made out of wood, what would you call it? Same
thing? Pail, wooden bucket. Pail.
Okay. What if it's made out of plastic, what would you call it?
Oh, plastic bucket.
Okay. Used to be when people had pigs, they would keep a container in the kitchen, you know, and throw table scraps in there.
Called it slop buckets.
Okay. here's a good one.
I well remember that one.
You all had one of
those? Uh-huh. Sure did. And I had to go around to the neighbors and pick up the slop they were eating.
Oh boy, I bet that was fun.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't look like really serious about that. Okay, what do you call the thing you fry eggs in?
Frying pan?
Okay.
A skillet?
Okay. Is there a difference between frying pan and skillet?
No, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's whichever one I guess you think of, that's the one you call it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be made out of?
Well, some of it is made out of iron.
Yeah.
Some of it might be made out of aluminum.
Yeah.
And some might be made out of tin.
Okay. You ever seen one that you'd use an old fireplace that had legs on it?
Legs on, uh-huh.
What
yeah.
What would you call that?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we call them skillets.
Okay. What would you call a great big black round thing people used to pour water in?
Pot?
Okay.
Now wait a minute. Big black, we boil water on the stove or outside?
Well, either.
Outside would be a pot.
Okay, what would be inside?
A kettle.
Okay, okay. What would you call...
Tea killing.
Okay. What would you call a glass container that you might put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. When you set the table, you know, beside the plate, and you put out the silverware, what do you call the individual pieces there?
Spoon,
yeah.
Knife, and fork.
Okay.